Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast. I'm Alec Mappa. I'm not a drag queen, but my granddaughter is. Please welcome Priyanka, Queen of the North.
Wow, I'm so excited to be here, and I don't think that this podcast would be the same if it wasn't for someone who called me fucking stupid on worldwide TV. Our very special guest, we have Lemon in the building.
Hello, Lemon. Hello, how are you doing, Alec?
Oh, so good, Lemon. So glad you're here with us today. Lemon is filling in for a drag queen that was supposed to be here, but she's not a filler queen. So let's get into
I do have a little bit of filler, but, yeah. Okay. But you know what?
Hey. So, ladies, another sad departure at All Star 6. Spoiler alert in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The latest queen to be sent off of Drag Race All Star 6 is Jan. Oh, wow. My goodness. Thoughts.
I think that, you know, I feel for the girl. Okay. I've always met Jan when I went to New York. Yeah. 'Cause she's friends with Lemon. And Lemon and I had just wrapped Candace Drag Race, and I was like, oh, like, what's that friend of yours' name? She's like, oh, it's Jan. Like, she performs at this bar in, what's the one? What area? Astoria?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, the Friday night show.
The Friday night when she has the Jan juice?
Yes.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. I went to see Jan for the first time. I was like, oh my gosh, she is so amazing. I'm so excited for this queen to be on Drag Race, and she completely killed it. And really, like, I feel like she owns the Drag Race internet, like the memes that she see of her.
So wait, I want to know, how was she live? How was she as a live performer? Because I think that she's probably amazing live. Am I right?
She's incredible.
Assuming? Okay, good.
Like, she commands the entire room. Like, ooh. I relate.
Well done.
I relate.
I love Jan so much. Jan was my roommate, which most people know, but Jan and I live together.
Currently, right now?
No, not currently. But we lived together for like 2 years in New York, right before both of us got on the show. Well, during, actually. We helped pack each other's suitcases. And so I'm obviously sad for my girly.
What can you tell us about Jan as a roommate that the RuPaul's Drag Race fans wouldn't know, having not lived with her for 2 years?
You know, honestly, Jan's like a really good roommate. She's really, the thing about Jan is there's this internet discourse right now.
Oh!
On whether or not Jan is as peppy and sweet on TV as she always is. And the gag is, Jan is literally always like that. Like, Jan really is the most filled with sunshine, sweet, kind person I've ever met. There were times where I was like, you know, oh, I can't afford my rent this month. I have no idea what I'm going to do. And she'd just, like, tap me on the shoulder and be like, it's covered, girly. Pay me when you can. You know what I mean?
Oh,
she
really
is
nice
the kindest person.
Oh, I love that.
She would give you the shoes off her feet, the shirt off of her back. Like, the doll really, really is one of the nicest, kindest, most hardworking people I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah.
And so I think that the gag is, Drag Race does a pretty good job of showing who she is. She's literally just a sweetheart. She's just trying to do her thing and work hard and put on a good fucking show. And at the end of the day, she does that.
I love it.
A show.
Now, is she still in that apartment, or has she moved on up to a deluxe apartment?
Oh, she has since moved. She has a beautiful new apartment with a gorgeous view.
She's rich, huh? She's a Drag Race girl now, so she lives at the top of the pop.
Did you perform together in New York City? Were you were you performing sisters?
We honestly, like, never performed together. I don't know why.
What?
I mean, we had we did, like, a couple shows together, like, right when I first started. She was very good about making sure I got booked and making sure she could, like, have me when there was, like, a guest spot. But we just, like, never had a show that was, like, Jan and Lemon. Like, we never had that.
Oh, my God.
Which is kind of hilarious. But I think it was almost better because we would just see each other's shows and, like, have the best time. And honestly, both of us worked almost every night, so it was rare that, you know,
yeah, you were both home,
we would have a night off to go see each other.
Yeah.
But like, even when we did, we would always go see each other.
I miss it. I miss working every single night in drag before Drag Race.
That's not relatable content.
Oh,
but I'm happy for you.
I miss it, especially if it's in your own cis city. Like, as a Drag Race girl now, you travel, so there's planes and trains and automobiles.
Right.
But like, when you just have to leave your apartment door, walk down the street, pump to the gig, and you see, like, all the regular people you see every night, and they watch you do the same shit you do every night. Ah!
That must be fabulous. Now, you two are on a Canadian tour currently, right now, right? What city are you in?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're in Toronto. We're shooting our music video this week for Come Through.
Wonderful. Ew, ew. Oh my gosh, you
so
too.
So we're just gonna fucking dance.
We're just video vixens.
We're gonna be gonna just twerk on cars, do the splits.
We did rent a car.
We do have a car.
We're twerking on it.
I can't wait to see. So we are on episode 7, y'all. We're coming off the elimination of Akiria.
Yeah, you know, I'm still sad to see her go.
Yeah.
I love her. She said the best thing that resonated with me last year, where she said, those Drag Race girls are not your sisters, they're your coworkers. Like, that is the most iconic thing ever.
She did say that being together on the show doesn't necessarily equal sisterhood.
Yeah, and she's right. She's right! Especially on, like, a thing like, especially a thing like Drag Race where, like, All-Stars, we have to send each other home. Like, if you send me home, you're not my fucking sister. Just so we're clear.
Is that a friendship?
You are not my sister.
Would that be a friendship ender for you?
What? Am I okay? I'm not doing okay today.
Would that end a friendship for you? I don't think necessarily, but I think it definitely depends on, you know,
who and what they
all
say.
Right, let's like, bring it all close to home. Lemon sends Priyanka home, or Priyanka sends Lemon home. What would your reactions be? Go.
Here's the thing: is it just would never happen.
It would never happen
because
that's what they all say. That's what they all say.
I've been in a room where I've done something wrong, and Lemon knows I did it wrong, and this person is telling me I did it wrong. Lemon cuts in and is like, well, no.
No, I'm on Priyanka's side. Yeah. Like, I, no. We
okay,
are,
this
like,
is absolutely hypothetical. It's you. Okay, it's you or the other queen. You have to send somebody home. I'm like a dog with a bone. I'm not going to let this go. Would it end your friendship?
I think we can agree that we'd send you home.
That wasn't my question.
She's like, it was a fucking hypothetical.
Yeah, yeah. It's hypothetical.
No, the thing is, like, I honestly am a huge fan of Pri, and she's a huge fan.
I am.
Okay, we're moving on. Neither so one like, of you wants to answer this truthfully. Never mind.
We just wouldn't get there. Like, I don't,
you know. We wouldn't get there. We love each other so much. I'd put my friendship
like,
before the game.
Like, she doesn't ever fuck up that bad.
Yeah.
No, I never.
Okay.
I am fucking stupid, but that's
it. Neither one of you, neither one of you is ever going to win an Oscar because I didn't believe a fucking word. Not one word.
Who's Oscar?
Not one word.
We don't like
Not one word. Not one word. I just think that that's what the game comes down to. It comes down to some very difficult choices. When you're in the room and you have to send down, you have to send somebody home. And if it's either you or the other queen, do you know what I mean? It's
but
kind
here's
of like,
the thing about this show is that it is... It's a game, but it also, art is all subjective. So at the end of the day, it's what you like and what you don't like.
Okay, let the record show
like,
that neither one of these witnesses chose to answer the question, Your Honor. Neither one of the witnesses.
Your Honor,
I object.
RuPaul, your judgeness, your highness.
Judge Judy is shaking.
Neither one answered the
We're
question
Canadian nice girls.
Correctly
what do you
or truthfully. Yeah, you're so nice. All right.
There are a lot of girls I would send home, Alec. Just please.
I believe that. I believe that. And I love your sisterhood. I love that you're so close. I'm just funning you.
We're
so,
not sisters. We're coworkers.
We're colleagues.
We're colleagues. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the episode.
Let's talk about the episode. Okay.
So I'm excited about this one because it's a girl group kind of challenge, and that's my shit. As you know, Lemon is a straight up rapstress, and she watched the group number over and over again because I feel like as a charting rapper on my album, you have the right to judge.
You know, like, you might have a point.
Come Through was one of the first songs to chart as a single on the album, and that means that you're a chart-topping rapper, Lemon. So,
you know,
I feel like I can't wait to talk about the raps and who killed it, but let's talk about the teams.
Okay.
So Kylie and Raja picked the teams for choreography.
That's correct.
Now, this is the thing about choreography challenges. Is that like, like, it always gets messy.
Yes.
Like, there's no, like, would you feel comfortable? I guess you kind of did choreograph people on our season because they needed it. But like, say that was the challenge. Like, if they said, hey, figure it out as a group, there's no choreographer involved, would you be the bitch to take the lead, or would you be the bitch to be like...
That's a really good question.
Well, I was a choreographer. I've worked as a choreographer for lots of different things, and I've been a dance teacher. I've been a dancer for a long time.
So that's a yes.
I would say I have the skill set to do that, but I don't think I would jump in right away and be like, I'm going to be the choreographer. Like, I would just be like, oh, like... Does anyone else want to?
Does it have to be like that? I mean, like, for instance, in the UK Han number, Tace said, I'm a dancer, I'm a choreographer, put me in charge, you won't be sorry. Like, I think that sometimes what happens a lot, she was right, it was amazing. And I think what happens a lot on these challenges is people are afraid of being villainized. Like, if I step forward and take a leadership position, am I taking over? I mean, I think that if Lemon, you said you're a dance teacher, if you put it that way, I have years of experience, I'm a teacher, let me do this and we will succeed.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I just think sometimes when you're the person who's like, I can do this, then some other girls might get upset when you say it like that, you know? Because you know, at the end of the day, we're all, most of us are performers. We're all on stage, you know what I mean? So it's like, all of us have done choreo at some point. We've all watched the slavery video.
Yeah. I think the lack of leadership in a lot of these challenges, the team suffers as a result. When somebody doesn't, like the other team was fantastic because Trinity stepped up and said, I'm choreographing this, and they knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah, it's like make it or break it kind of thing. Like, you can do it and then kill it. Or people, like, the Drag Race audience loves, like, a breakthrough character. Like, someone who you didn't think was going to kill it, and then all of a sudden they're, like, killing it.
They love it.
So it's tough when someone's like, I'm good at this, this is what I do, and then they're good at it because the audience is like, oh, well, they said they were good at it.
Yeah, that's the thing. That never works well on Drag Race.
No.
If you're like, oh, I'm a dancer, and then you dance well, they're like, yeah, that's boring.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, wow, you did a high kick? It's like, yeah, I trained for years to
Big
get
deal.
My leg up there.
Yeah. But if the flip side of it, too, is if somebody takes the leadership position and your team shits the bed, then that person gets blamed for everything.
Then that person gets 100% blamed, though it's always a group effort.
Like, Alec, in this kind of situation, what would you be? The leader?
Well, I'm not... in an acting challenge, I would definitely be the leader. Like, if I was in charge
Very
of my
good
team,
actor.
I would assign everybody their parts according to strength, according to... And this is another thing. When you're the leader of an acting challenge, you have to pick your part first. You have to put the oxygen on your face before you put it on your child. So,
save yourself.
So I could see myself taking a leadership position if I was the head of it. But I'm not known for my dancing like Lemon is. So I would not choose to be in a leadership position there. What about you? You're a dancing queen.
I'm a dancing queen, but not a choreographer. I'm good at staging, but like actual moves. Like, I know how to make things spectacular on, like, a concept base.
You know how to make a shape.
But to actually get the 5, 6, 7, 8 down, I would need a choreographer for that.
Right.
And I'm collaborative, though. Like, if someone was like, if I was like, hey, I have a section that I want this to happen, then like, hey, well, I'll come up with the moves for it. Then like, boom, boom, boom. Teamwork makes the dream work. But
yeah,
on a show like Drag Race, you want to be the one person that's good at everything. So
okay.
That's
the problem. Yeah. So they all had to come up with lyrics for their raps. And you guys have had that, that challenge on your show. How much time did you have to come up with the rap lyrics?
I think a few hours.
I think
two hours.
Something like that. Maybe. I think it was 3 or 4. But, yeah. But not a lot of time.
It was quite quick. It was, like, very, like, okay, like, have fun. And we're like, oh.
Yeah.
So, Priyanka.
But you know what?
For the finale episode.
For the finale episode, it was nothing.
How long did you have to come up with that?
It was, like, same, like, 3 hours or something. And then, like, when I was done my wrap, somebody came up to me and was like, what does this have to do about wearing it well? And I was like, and they're like, 10 minutes to Priyanka's recording. I'm like, I'm like, no! 10 minutes, like, just screaming it. So I'm like, just, you have to just change it. Because you're like, do I have to change it? I don't know.
I mean, it really is a race. It really is a race. It all happens in one day. That episode is filmed and shot in one day. There's a lot getting done.
Get it, motherfucker. But it's fun. It is
banana pudding.
It's always my favorite, like, seeing what the queens come up with. And I loved Trinity K. Bonet's rap, and I love Raja O'Hara's rap.
Amazing.
It was so iconic. It was also, like, we'll get to the challenge and talk about it more, like, in detail, but, like, Jan looked beautiful and sounded beautiful and was killing it. And also, Sonique's outfit.
Sonique's outfit. And I have to say, Jan's outfit was so iconic, and the fact that she did all of that in a stiletto pointed toe pump. Mama.
Yeah,
the other girl
Jan.
Said, please her boots. Yeah. The other girl said, please her boots. But Jan said, oh, this pump I brought?
Right.
This whole thing.
I could do a step touch in her.
Do you know what? I didn't notice Raja's boot until the judge's critique because I was so caught up in performance. But looking back when I saw the boot, I was like, oh, yeah, that could have gone with a nicer boot. Here are my thoughts on Jan before we go to the commercial. I think Jan is super talented. I think she's great looking. She has a great sense of herself. But the show, the American show, RuPaul's Drag Race, or RuPaul's Drag Race in any configuration that includes the Queen RuPaul, you have to make her laugh. The queen that makes RuPaul laugh the most stays the longest. And I don't think that, I'm not saying that Jan doesn't have a sense of humor, but it doesn't seem like she had the opportunity to really kind of get a good laugh out of Ru. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, and this is exactly what I was saying, is that it's all subjective. And at the end of the day, it's RuPaul's game. So the show, you know, we call it the Olympics, but the Olympics are based on specific rules and specific, things that you actually have to accomplish. Whereas Drag Race is just based on what the dolls want.
It didn't quite stick that landing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Drag Race changes every season because it's arguably arbitrary rules.
Well, listen, we have a commercial break coming up, but Lemon, I just want to tell you something. I want to give you a compliment, a put up, as we say to the kids in school.
Oh, yeah.
A put up.
During Canada Drag Race, during Snatch Game, you did a character I'd never heard of. I didn't know who she was, and you were hysterical. And that's the name. That's how you win Snatch Game. It's kind of like you can take somebody that, like, nobody knows about and make them hysterical and make them funny. And that's what you did.
You're Joan Rivers. Yeah.
That's absolutely amazing. Your Melania Joan Trump was absolutely amazing. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
And we are back. We are here. We have our very special guest, Lemon.
Hi, slut.
Gives you life on Instagram. Give the girly a follow.
Yeah, you guys are on Instagram together a lot. Like, you're, like, many of your posts. It's very sweet.
This week is going to be really annoying for everyone because we're together for 4 days in a row.
What can we say? We're just photogenic together.
Yeah. It's kind of jarring when the likes double when both of us are in the photo. We're like, it really fuck. Is.
But, I mean, I guess people just, like, who only like Priyanka will like my posts with Priyanka.
And then I'll invite
so it works. It's fine.
What's the longest amount of time you two have spent together?
8 minutes.
Yeah, we're expiring soon.
I try and leave the room, like, as often as I can. Just, you know, I mean, at least open a window.
All right, let's go over the runway, you two.
It's time to chat the one way.
The one now, way. The theme was Hot Tropics.
I love this because I love seeing Trinity K. Bonet's Caribana look, like carnival look, because, as a Caribbean diva, you know. It's great. But I think we should start at Eureka's.
Okay.
Is she a beach ball?
She's a beach ball.
absolutely think this look is garbage.
Really? She's the here's the thing with, she knows how to dress. She knows how to proportionize for her body. And she's in on the joke. She's telling the joke. She's not completely unaware of her shape or that she's a big gal. She's like, I'm round and I'm big and I'm going to accentuate it.
No, it's not that I hate her body. It's just I hate her outfit. I think that her, you remember when the woman came out with the swan on her arm and I said, why wouldn't you just be the swan?
Yes. On UK.
UK.
Or is it Australia? It was Australia. You didn't like puppets.
It was Australia.
Yeah, you don't like puppets as part of a drag look. Yeah. You were pretty clear.
But this one, I'm like, you are the beach ball, but you're half the beach ball. You're a beach
girl. So would you have preferred her to be encased in a globe of some kind instead of having the beach ball? Cool. Instead of the beach ball print on her. I'm like wondering what you would do to plus this, like to make it better, since you don't like it.
Yeah, I do like the concept of her being a beach ball and like an inflatable beach ball. I think that's really funny. Mm-hmm. And
you know what would have been sick?
What?
If she came out as an inflated, popped it and deflated into a beach ball gown.
That would be kind.
That's kind delicious.
I think there are, you know, multiple ways she could have pushed the concept of that a little bit further.
All right, so this
because I just feel like it's a little unclear. Okay. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't make 100% sense
to me. It's more vacation than tropical. Which maybe she equated that.
Yeah.
But what I like on the positive side. I love that Eureka is body, adi, adi confidence. I really love that about her. And
her butt looks great. Her legs look great.
And she's really kind of coming across great in this season. I think she's coming across as a team player. She's coming across as a real positive person. I love the friendship between her and Trinity that's coming across. Mm-hmm. So let's move on to Jan's outfit. She did kind of a J-Lo Versace with this dress.
With the bright yellow nail.
The yellow nail, the legs sticking out, and the green floral print. Thoughts?
It's really funny. Jan plays like a mom really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This is like a rich mom who has money and spends her summers on yachts.
Exactly. Oh, okay.
I can see this girl coming up to me at a bar in some tropical
Miami
place and having the best night ever. Mm-hmm. And just meeting her in the bathroom and she's like, girl, you need a lip gloss?
Yeah.
And just having the best time of my life with her.
Okay.
I think I'm not crazy about this print itself. I don't love the actual print of the fabric because it's not that close to the Versace one, but it's close enough to reference it, but it doesn't quite, you know what I mean? I feel like if she had done this in a different color, maybe, then the vibes would have just been perfect.
Okay. For the record, Your Honor, both of the witnesses today referred to Jan as matronly. Matronly. And these are people these are people who are allegedly her friends, and they refer to her as matronly. I have no further questions. Moving on, we have...
But wouldn't you say this is a Real Housewife? This gives me Real Housewife, you meet her in the bathroom and have the best time ever.
Yeah, Lemon, when you mentioned that you would meet her at a Club Med or something, and she's she'd be the most hilarious, fun person at the bar. In this outfit.
Oh, yeah. And then at the end of the night, a song would come on and she'd be like, oh, this is my song.
This is my jam.
Like, oh, yeah.
This
and she'd be like, yeah, I produce every song that's ever been created.
This is
song. Incredibly wealthy. You know what I mean?
All right. With another version of this J-Lo idea, we also have Ginger Minj. She had a big, tall red wig. She looked like she stacked it a little bit. She has the jewel in the middle and the opening revealing kind of a bikini bottom. And she has a high-heeled booty shoe. And by comparison, what do you think about this look?
I think Jan's was accessorized better. Jan had the purse and the shit in the hair.
More of a concept.
There was more of a story here.
There was more to it. I like this print a lot better that Ginger has on. And
Very pretty.
It definitely cites the Versace one a little bit better. I'm just, I think the way Jan added just a little drama to it, it really gave it a story. And it really sold me that's a person you would meet in the tropics, you know? And this, I'm just missing that a little from Ginger's look, but I do really like the look. She looks great. Her body looks banging. Yeah. Her hair looks really, really cute. But, yeah. Pri?
I just feel like, you know when it's episode one, mm-hmm. and it's a design challenge, mm-hmm. and a girl turns the corner, and mm-hmm. you're like, oh, that's how I feel about this one.
It's like somebody puts forward their very first effort, and it's kind of disappointing.
Well, Ginger is like so much. She has a really great show woman.
She's so talented.
I'm kind of shocked that she turned the corner in this. Like, I'm surprised that she didn't come out as the ocean.
And I also just feel like when you're on for your third time, you should be, like, light years ahead of the other girls, in my opinion, you know?
I have issues this season, not with any of Ginger's performances, because I think they're amazing. Her lip sync for against Mayhem Miller, unbelievable. I've watched it a billion times. I have problems with her hems, the length of her dresses, and how they're cut on her. Specifically, remember the emo goth thing where she came out with a little doll and everything? I didn't understand the length of her dress in that. The way that her drag is cut, I think it just needs some looking at, is what I'm saying. But performance-wise, she's absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, she's been really killing the performances.
Yeah, she's incredible. She's incredible. She's incredible.
Kylie Sonique.
Flawless.
Wow. Just no questions asked. Mm-hmm. No qualms.
It's so hot. It's like Sports Illustrated meets zoology. Texture. Like it's just unbelievable. Zoology. She's every animal. She's no animal.
She kind of did a Poison Ivy in the jungle look, you know, kind of with the feathers going up on a diagonal with this beautiful bodysuit that is spangled. Exactly. She has a strappy high-heeled sandal, and she has these long gloves and that green hair that Michelle ended up liking. I love it.
The gag of it all. And the gag of her skin being covered in this glitter, like, almost gives, like, this reptilian look to her.
Waiting for tonight, J-Lo.
Right.
The shoe is zoology. Perfect. The shoe gives, like, the most perfect angle.
Marine biology.
The feathers, the gloves, the earrings.
Reptilia.
I think this is one of the greatest glow-ups ever because I remember her season.
For sure.
I was there for the Snatch Game on her season, and she was not this person. She wasn't this free, this happy. She had a heavier energy about her, and none of that exists this season. She's absolutely like, don't you feel like she's giving off a completely different 100%. Vibe? Yeah. And she's so well liked by the other, contestants. I've met Kylie Sonique a number of times, and she's just a lovely, lovely Southern girl. She's crazy about her. Pandora Box came out in a kind of 1950s cut I Love Lucy look here. She has a big red wig, a pearl necklace. You're covering your mouth like you're stifling. Either you're about to throw up or sneeze or laugh out loud. I can't quite tell. But she's kind of
what
like...
What do you think about this
She's
look?
Like I Love Lucy on vacation. Now, this is a question that we've asked each other, that I've asked you, and I want to ask it of Lemon. Specifically, both of you, because you both do this for a living. You are the experts. You're not dilettantes like me. You're not an observer. You actually do this for a living. When does
debatable?
When does a dress become a costume?
Oh,
when does it become a costume?
When it's not you wearing it anymore.
Oh, so was Jan's outfit a costume?
Partially, but Jan also was giving Real Housewives.
Okay.
You know?
So would you consider this a costume? She appears to be like a 1950s housewife. It's a period look, clearly. And the reference to me is kind of like 1950s housewife going to Palm Springs for the weekend.
I love the silhouette.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way it's accessorized.
Mm-hmm.
Love, like, the pearls and the suitcase.
Is it the makeup that I don't like? Something's throwing me off. Because I like the idea of, like... I like the idea of, like, this being a different take on it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Agreed.
But when we saw the picture, we were like, oh.
But it's just not, it's, again, it's not, like, clear to me why you would pick this for hot tropics. Like, right. It's a cute look, right. for
but
sure.
It but doesn't, just it's not hot.
In terms of, like, does it fit the theme, in my opinion? Not really. Even if it was a 50s housewife, like, when she arrived off of the plane in wherever yes. she was headed, like, I don't know she would be wearing this dress, and I don't know her hair would be like this. And
it, so the theme is hot tropics, you think it would have to be sexy. So if she was doing 50s, she's
normally sexy, yeah. but
a lighter fabric.
A lighter fabric, okay. maybe.
More flowy, more you know? Free, more all right. hot.
A big sun hat, something.
A big Zoology. Sun hat. Okay. You know what? I think having seen Pandora in previous seasons, in her first season, one of the judges, who was it? Santino Rice, tore apart everything she wore on the runway. Mm-hmm. He just did not like her taste. Didn't like her style. And I feel like on this season, this is the best she's ever looked. Like, she's really upped her game. Would you agree? Mm-hmm. Having said that, compared to the other girls, I'm not that crazy about this look.
Yeah, I like the look actually a lot. I love, like, a vintage. I love a 50s silhouette. It's mm-hmm. very, you know.
Okay.
It's classic beauty. I just don't think it gives me the theme. And right. I feel like it's... The thing about this show is, again, like, the standard changes every time.
Sure.
And sometimes it matters more what the actual outfit right. is, and sometimes it matters more if it adheres to the theme.
Exactly.
You know? But there are times where it's like, you know, it's the perfect look, but it doesn't match the theme, so we hate it. And it, I think for some reason that's...
If something's not successful, I'm always curious why. You know, like, why yes. isn't this a home run? So let's move on. Raja O'Hara came out, and she is on a Caribbean vacation. She has an African print tie around her hair with this kind of bleach blonde goddess braids. She has cuffs on her arms, a large brooch, and a matching bikini bottom with kind of a houndstooth panty, if you will. Thoughts?
I think she looks kind like this absolutely is Hot Tropics. Mm-hmm. I just wish there was a little more, like, to the drama of it.
Yeah.
Like, even if she had a huge sheer, like, robe thing to, yeah. like, turn the corner with, mm-hmm. just to, you know, because like, you know, I personally don't care if it's just a bodysuit or just a bikini. Like, that doesn't bother me, but... But I wish there was, you know, yeah, more drama.
Like a reveal.
Because,
like,
I think she looks stunning. Her mm-hmm. skin looks gorgeous. Flawless. Her makeup is perfect. The hair, the costume, I think it's all so beautiful. I just wish she had, you know, one more thing to really give us, like, the
a little something.
Lemon, I love that you're on the show today. I just, you're saying so many, like... You made me think. Like, would you agree, Priyanka, that she needed a reveal or something to heighten the drama of this?
Oh, 100%. Because mm-hmm. it's beautiful. That's undeniable. But when you're on a Drag Race runway, is it enough?
Isn't it enough?
You know?
I mean, Raja enough? Is always enough, so I don't mind. But, yeah. you know.
And I also just, you know, on an All-Star season, I feel like it's so important to really show your, like, you know... The growth of your looks right. and of your life and, frankly, of your budget. Like, I like to see that on All Stars yeah. and see, you know, that the dolls are turning it. Mm-hmm. Love that. And you can tell Raja has stepped her pussy up
she really
since
has.
Her season.
She really
she has made every single look, and she looks flawless every time she hits the stage. So when she turns in this corner, I'm like, oh, I just wish you had, you know,
yeah,
you know, chiffon piece of fabric, even just drop right. in front of her and step over, like, something as simple as that would have just elevated the presentation.
Correct. She's not the first girl to walk out in a bikini, right? But, you know, there are other girls who have the surf body before. What I remember when Courtney Act came out in a sleeping bag with a sleeping mask on and it looked like she was in bed. And then she revealed that she had the bikini on underneath. If she had just come out in the bikini, it would have been like, so what? Right? But she kind of yeah. told a whole story about that. And I think the both of you are saying...
Even on that runway, Courtney got red for just wearing
right,
bikini,
stop so. Relying on that body. Now, coming up next...
Literally, that happened.
Yeah, Trinity K. Bonet, who I'm loving this season. I'm in love with it. Came out
perfect.
In full-out carnival from Brazil.
So good.
She had the shield.
It's overwhelmingly beautiful.
Yeah, she had the full
like
kind
Trinity
of body
Trinity in this
shield.
Honey blonde hair.
Yeah, yeah. Honey Blonde. She came out in this carnival outfit that you would see in Rio, Mardi Gras, New Orleans Mardi Gras, and she even did the dance that came out with it. She kind of reminded me of Nicki Minaj in the Pound the Alarm video, which I feel like this was referencing. I absolutely loved it, and she sold it. Thoughts?
Yeah, it's perfect. It's flawless. She's incredible. She is, like, look at her.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, this to me is what an all-star
looks like.
Mm-hmm. This is, she has made the most of her entire life since Drag Race to get to this point, and she has looked this kind every single time she's turned the corner. There is not an inch of this costume that doesn't have a stone on it. There, you know, it's just, the fabric is expensive. You can tell everything is sitting right. The shoes are perfect. The, like, details are gorgeous. And then this giant feather thing behind her that just looks, you know, it just looks amazing. And
she brought a backdrop with her onto the stage.
Exactly. She brought this is a photo shoot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like you can look at her and you're completely in another world. And I think it fits the theme perfectly. Hot Tropics. This is, you know, Brazil. This is, it's perfect. I think this look is the best of the night.
What I'm hearing from the both of you in the critiques, there seems to be a common theme of you have to bring a certain level of theatricality and showmanship to all of these looks. And you still have to walk the full storyline, and that's what keeps it from being a costume.
Oh, yeah. And, like, Trinity is wearing the fuck out of this. It's bigger than her, but you still see her presently in the costume.
I've seen Trinity live before, and the way that she fills a room is just unbelievable. She can stand there and move one finger, and you are just dying to watch it, you know? Yes. And I think even in this costume, the first thing I see is her face. The first thing I see is Trinity K. Bonet is wearing this costume, I think that is... You know, but I mean, I don't even care if drag is a costume anyways, personally.
Yeah. Isn't that the point? It just seems, but sometimes if something seems too costumey, it's not as successful as you would like it to be.
For sure.
Yeah. So that's true. The final thing ends up being Trinity K. Bonet versus the lip sync challenge, Alexis Mateo. Now, when Alexis Mateo came out in that big orange dress, I was like, how's she going to dance in that thing? And then what happened, ladies?
Oh, but it's Alexis Mateo. You know, she pulls tricks. It was a brawl. That's what I want to call that lip sync. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A fucking brawl. I loved watching it. It was incredible.
She came out in a full length, almost looking like a pageant dress. And halfway through her lip sync, she ripped it off and was wearing like a showgirl outfit. And it was great. And Trinity was doing so well. And then her wig came off.
Every time Alexis lip syncs against someone, their wig comes off. It's happened like four times.
It's like some Puerto Rican curse that she's laid on him. She's
ripping bobby pins out.
Yeah, it's some Santeria spell she cast right before the show. She's so talented, and it was great seeing her do this lip sync. But again, this is the question for both of you, because you both do this. How did she go out without her wig properly anchored? What happened?
You know what? Sometimes you're sweaty and your shit just isn't glued properly, you know?
Like sometimes you use the same glue that you've been using and it works every single time.
All right.
And you perform and then all of a sudden you just feel it go...
And it's just gone, you know? Like, I think, you know...
It sucks.
The gag is, it's on Drag Race, and it's, like, the only time you'll see it.
Right.
You know, it happens to all
of us. I felt really bad. So it's happened to both of you on stage, is what I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah. Especially my first years of drag. Like, not, like... Now I just pull it off because I get drunk at my shows.
Yes.
Now I don't do enough hard work to get my wig to fall
off. Yeah.
We have to wrap it up. Lemon, you were so great. You were so good at this. You're welcome back anytime. What a pleasure to have you on the show. Where can people find you your social medias?
They can find me at The Queen Priyanka. And that's pretty much where I am. lemongivesyoulife@gmail.com for PayPal. Thank you all so much.
Yeah.
Great. So before we wrap out, we have a couple of announcements. Drag Race Holland Season 2 is right around the corner and taking over the world for its premiere on August 6th. I know I'm going to watch.
Ooh! I cannot wait. I love Envy Peru, so mm-hmm. I'm excited about this. Mm-hmm. We have a special offer. Check out our World of Wonder store at store.worldofwonder.com for all of our wonderful products. And get your merch. You can save 10% off with the code DRAGRACEPODCAST.
The official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast is on every Wednesday on the WOW Podcast Network. Listen wherever you listen to podcasts. Pri, please plug your album and where people can get it and watch your videos. Yes. And the whole spiel, because it's fantastic.
My chart-topping album, Taste Test, is currently available everywhere where you stream music. It's still charting, so keep it up on the charts if you can. Also stream both of the music videos, Cake and Bitch, I'm Busy, and keep pushing it. Keep supporting the art that I've poured my heart and soul into. Mm-hmm. And also just support everyone else, too, that has a piece of art. You know what I'm saying?
You are living the dream.
The art in fart.
Yeah, the art in fart.
Put the art in fart and live your dreams.
You know what? I love that you said that, but please give all of the queens on RuPaul's Drag Race your support online, social media. We can't say it enough. These girls experience so much in order to get on the show. They experience racism, transphobia, homophobia. So by the time they get on the show, they just want your love. So send them love. You can find me at Alec Moffa on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also listen to my mental health podcast, Alec Moffa Hot Mess with Matthew Dempsey. Psychotherapist. We have tons of RuPaul's Drag Race queens who come on the show. Even Priyanka was on the show. So we're here every Wednesday. Tune in next week for more official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast fun. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye. This has been a World of Wonder production.